This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is the 30th of January 2024. That means we are on the 175th day of the year. January is indeed the longest month of the year. And we hope everybody has made it through the month financially sound and intact, that your planning panned out, and that you had a wonderful holiday season. And let's get the show started. The Sand Dollar team is in Acklands and Crooked Island from the 24th to the 31st of January. Sand Dollar is the digital Bahamian dollar that you can access on your phone or any mobile device. Experience a secure, convenient, and instant way to make and receive payments with Sand Dollar. To learn how the digital Bahamian dollar can benefit you and your business, schedule a one-on-one meeting by calling 302-9880 or send an email to sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. Experience the convenience, inclusivity, and security of Sand Dollar at Scavella's Food Store in Crooked Island and at CNC Food Store, Acklands. Follow Sand Dollar on social media and visit www.sanddollar.bs for additional details. Now today is Tuesday. That means it's a Sand Dollar Tuesday. Joining me in studio are guests from the Sand Dollar ecosystem. All across the ecosystem, we have guests joining us this morning. But I want to start the show with the Sand Dollar on the clock trivia giveaway. Let me throw out the numbers to call. 323-6232, 325 4316 and 325-4259. We have a toll-free number for Family Island residents. That's 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text line, as always, powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96, 422-4796. Here we go with the first trivia question of the day. According to Wikipedia, what is the capital of Acklands Island? According to Wikipedia, what is the capital of Acklands Island? Yes, sir. Now, hold on. No, you can't. This is a trivia question, ma'am. It's an exciting question, and it's all focused on our conversation today. But the reason I say Wikipedia is because island people have their own historic records, and they tell you what you want. I go to Wikipedia for my information. First trivia question of the day. According to Wikipedia, what is the capital of Acklands Island? Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. I got a text. Ooh, first text, you're incorrect. Second text, you're correct. Third text, you are correct. Oh, boy. I've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Is it Snug Corner?
No, it is not Snug Corner. But I heard that Snug Corner is the happiest place in Acklands. In fact, ain't nothing I like more than a nice little snuggle on a cold, cold morning like this. Snug Corner gotta be the best part of Acklands. Except I'm from Pompey Bay, so I don't know how we can figure that one out. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, cousin.
It's Little Rock.
It is not Little Rock.
It's not?
No, it isn't. Okay. Why? Listen, thank you. I've got two text winners for the answer. The answer is Spring Point. The answer, see, Wikipedia gave me that answer. But I have B.J. Moss, chair of the Acklands Island Development Association, in studio with me this morning. And he confirmed that Wikipedia is correct. The answer is
Spring Point.
Spring Point, Acklands. So we're going to put the trivia down for a second. Let's get into our conversation this morning. It's a Sand Dollar Tuesday. And joining us in studio are representatives from the Sand Dollar Adoption Unit, representatives from Sun Cash, and we have vendors and individuals in Acklands calling in this morning to join the conversation. Let me let everybody in the studio just introduce themselves briefly, and then I think we are going to move our conversation to the Zoom room. We're going to hear first from what's happening on the ground in Acklands. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go around the room, starting at my right.
Hi, good morning. Brett Lashley. I'm a deputy manager in the currency department of the Central Bank, and I head up our Sand Dollar Adoption Team.
There we go.
Good morning. B.J. Moss, president of the Acklands Trade and Development Association.
Ma'am?
My name is Lori Russell. I am a rep of SunCash, and I deal with all of our Sand Dollar and Family Island updates and events.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining me. Great to see you again in studio, Ms. Russell, Mr. Lashley. Mr. Moss, I don't know if this is the first time I've had you on the clock.
Yes.
We get to learn a lot about Acklands this morning. And joining us via the Zoom room, we have Sean Smith, and we have Kenyoka Gibson. Good morning, Smith and Gibson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
And
we also have the SunCash representative on island with us down here, Alton Marshall, on the call as well.
Alton Marshall, a good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So tell us what you're doing in Acklands right now and what you have been doing in the Crooked Island, Acklands portion of the Mike Hale constituency.
Oh boy. So we have been doing a lot, Aaron. First of all, we say good morning, everyone, and thanks for having us on this morning. As you mentioned, we were here from Wednesday. We're leaving tomorrow, but in a short time, it may seem, we've done a lot of work. So on Crooked Island, we spent some time, again, just providing public education on what Sand Dollar is, making sure our persons are comfortable, and demything the myths that have been surfacing around the market as to what Sand Dollar is. We've also had the opportunity to meet one-on-one with business owners and merchants at their place of business, as well as throughout the community, to really, again, answer any questions they may have not feel comfortable asking in a large platform, but again, making them feel comfortable and more aware of what Sand Dollar is. Fortunately, we were able to have a Sand Dollar experience, a curated Sand Dollar experience at Scavella's convenience store in Landro Point, where most, if not all, of the island came out really just to learn more about the Sand Dollar. We did have a few persons who were quite hesitant about it, and we spent some time having those one-on-one conversations because no one is too small or too big to have that one-on-one conversation to really get their answers concerning Sand Dollar answered. So we were at Scavella's all day enjoying and invigorating Sand Dollar experience where persons were able to onboard with their select digital wallet provider. They were able to see how digital wallets work and how it works to their advantage. They receive a top-up inside of their wallet, so they would see how they can add funds to the Sand Dollar wallet. And we also assisted them in the checking out process at Scabella's. So they were able to see how they could send monies by simply scanning a QR code. And also for the adventurous ones, they sent it by typing in the custom address.
Okay.
So a lot of persons, the feedback in Crooked Island was, oh, this was easy. Oh, I didn't know this was so easy. You have to come back and, let us experience it some more. But we did encourage the persons. We have identified a few key persons on the island who would respectively, once the process is completed up for us, become ambassadors on island. So they wouldn't have to wait until someone from Central Bank or a digital wallet provider comes on ground to assist them. They would have persons right in their community who they see all the time who will be able to answer detailed and intricate questions concerning Sand Dollar and assist them with the process. So we duplicated that same experience here in Acklands. Snakona, if I'm not known. We're in Mason's Bay. people are very particular with settlements.
Yes.
We stopped to Miss Michelle Rule's spot, which is CSC Variety. She welcomed us in, again, performing a curated Sand Dollar experience for persons. So we had a lot of persons from Salina Point. If you know how far Salina Point is, you know that's a great win for the digital ecosystem.
Let me ask you a question. How do they talk about distance in Acklands? Do they use miles or do they use settlements?
They use settlements.
There you go.
So you really would have to know your geographic landmark to understand the language and the conversations that these acclimates are having. But persons came from Lovely Bay. If everyone knows, that's a good distance, like a drive. And Salina Point is a much further drive. And they came and they said, oh, you're the Sand Dollar lady. I said, yes. I have a question about it. I said, no problem. And we sat down and we went through the onboarding process. And as they felt more comfortable, then they let their friends and family and even some of their bosses know about Sand Dollar. And then they came and asked their own questions on their lunchtime or after work. Because on both islands, we began about, say, 8:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and we finished about 6 o'clock in the evening. Because, again, we wanted to make sure that we were there, accessible to the persons to answer any questions and make sure that they had an experience, a seamless experience, so to speak. We also got great support from both islands, chief counselors and administrator. So we're very appreciative from the Central Bank for them welcoming us to their island, allowing persons of different calibers of the government to participate and engage with us, opening the community centers to us, opening their businesses to us, to make sure we welcome any and everybody who wants to learn more about the digital dollar. The merchants came out. We have a lot of entrepreneurs. We had young entrepreneurs who are in school who deal with the cask gorilla bark and the fishing industry and even some of the bush tea industry. And they came out and they said, I could use this for my business. We can connect our bank accounts. And we went through the process and the top up and redemption portion of it all. So that is the activities in summation over the last 7 days that we did in both Crooked Island and Acklands.
This is great. And it's great to see that employers were amenable, right?
Yes.
Allowing their staff to migrate there, to get there. And experience the Sand Dollar. Quick question. What was the financial ecosystem? What is it now before Sand Dollar is entrenched? How were people paying bills? How were people paying each other for services? Like, I catch fish. I go out every day. And I know Mom gonna stop by the dock. She know when my boat come in. And she won't buy one or two pieces of fish. How were people transacting and doing business? How are they doing it now before Sand Dollar is entrenched in the community?
Well, Acklands and Crooked Island is a cash district of the Bahamas. So that means that it solely relies on cash being flown in to conduct commerce activities. And we know sometimes due to our location, we have weather that prevents aircraft from coming in, that prevents boats from coming in, and that causes a delay on the island as a whole. So it was either credit, which not a lot too many persons like, or it was cash.
That's my Acklands people.
A scarce commodity. Pardon me?
I said, that's my Acklands people. Right? Because it's, It's about culture. Money has a culture as well. Yeah.
Yes. But again, conversing with the merchant owners, the different presidents of associations, they said, well, I could now dispense money, quickly and easily. This is such a great solution.
Mm-hmm. Is local government currently using sand dollar when possible to disperse stipends and any forms of small payments?
I cannot confirm or deny that. Currently, I would definitely have to seek answers from the local government themselves. Mm-hmm. To validate that, but definitely they do see how it could be beneficial to incorporate as a method of payment.
Yes.
Because there are quite a few civil servants on both islands, and again, it is expensive to bring cash into the island, so they do see the benefit of it, and they're going to have those conversations with the respective managers and permanent secretaries and unit heads to ensure that they're making life easier for both tourists and residents on the island. And fortunately, I was able to meet with a few tourists, Canadian tourists here in Auckland, staying by Ivels, and they are just so open to sand dollars because, you know, it being a cash district, that means you have to travel with cash.
Right.
And they're coming from Canada. So they said,
to get to a bank to pull out cash cash is practically impossible for them.
Right. So they had to travel such a long distance with cash. And they say, okay, this is something that we're very interested in, Gibson. So I've just told them about it, and they look like they're ready to onboard because they are frequent flyers or visitors of the Bahamas. They were able to tell me a lot more about Abaco than I was able to tell them because they visit so frequently.
Okay.
But they do see the benefits of having sand dollars connected to their debit cards and their credit cards and making life easier for themselves as they continue to enjoy our waters and our people.
Absolutely. Alton, the Sun Cash guy on the ground in Auckland's right now, what facilities or infrastructure does Sun Cash have on the ground right now, and as you roll out Sun Cash in Auckland's Crooked Island, which you call the cash districts, what infrastructure do you see being put in place to facilitate the operation of this alternate payment method?
Well, good morning, Bahamas. Good morning to each and everybody. First of all, let me say, Mr. Rolex, here in Auckland, he's been with Sun Cash for the past 4 years. He's been doing an excellent job. When I came on the island, persons start to talk about him, how they would go to him to do all their Sun Cash transactions. So we just want to send a big shout out to him, let him know that we really appreciate him and the work he's been doing, allowing persons to be able to transfer funds to and fro from the island. So we have him here on the island. We have a few more persons who plan on coming on board in different settlements of the island. So that is really great. We have a lot of persons now gravitating to Sun Cash. We had a lot of persons download the wallet, making transactions, persons connecting their credit and debit card. And right now, we just placed a kiosk machine inside of the administrative building here in Auckland. So yesterday, persons were able to go to the machine, pay their bill. As soon as it turned on, they ran to the machine, pay their bill. Persons were topping up their Sun Cash sand dollar wallet. Persons were just having fun, you understand, because they see now that they have a safety net whereby they could be able to transfer funds to family and loved ones. And then on tomorrow, we're going to be placing another kiosk machine in the administrative building on Cricket Island. And so we understood the need of the people on the island, and now persons are just carrying on bad with their Sun Cash wallet. They are asking when we're coming back down. They are going to anywhere, actually, any mom-and-pop store, any big store, community store, restaurant, and they are now spending, using their Sun Cash wallet to spend their sand dollar.
This is excellent. And let me talk about culture and money culture. Auckland's people like to pay their bills first. They won't pay their bills before the money decide to spend itself. So this ease of transaction, right, this ease of engagement with the infrastructure is something that I'm sure that they welcome down there.
Definitely. I was going to say, you know, the thing that they said most about the Sun Cash app is that it's very fast, it's very effective, it moves very quick, it there's no hesitation. Even though the internet isn't as strong as it is on other islands, they were still getting that fast transaction. So we're grateful to see that the people are really gravitating to the Sun Cash app.
Mm-hmm. What I like about it for small businesses is that any member of staff can now be the accountant. Any member of staff could be the finance man, because the Sun Dollar wallet maintains a transaction record.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Right? You can go right into your app, go straight into transactions. You could see every transaction that was done from you downloaded the app, whether it was 4 years ago, whether it was yesterday. You could see everything.
Yeah, so Johnny Boy may be trepidatious about you sending him out with 85 kit of fish to sell, and how he can keep the records and how he can make sure he brings back the right information. But if he's using a Sand Dollar digital wallet, all of the information is documented in the wallet in a transaction
definitely.
Record. Right, they
definitely. And the good thing is, persons are now, I was on the island. I came on the island expecting to spend cash, to be honest. And from I've been here, I've been spending Sand Dollar using my Sand Cash wallet. And it's amazing to see how many persons started to accept it right away. Within seconds, we were setting them up with business accounts. The small persons, we were setting them up with business accounts too, whereby they could be able to accept Sand Dollar as a payment using the Sand Cash app and other Sand Dollar provider wallets. Through Sun Cash to be able to accept payments in their stores and in their locations.
Absolutely. Ms. Russell?
So to touch on those fast pay kiosks that we've deployed into those family islands. So, of course, we know the introduction of the kiosk marks a significant milestone in the reestablishment of financial services within those family islands, with a lot of the banks moving out. So we have a number of features that you can use within those kiosks that are also available on your Sand Dollar wallet in the Sun Cash app. So you have bank top-ups, vouchers and gift cards. You can send money. You can pay utility bills. You can pay government. And even if you have other Sand Dollar or Sun Cash businesses, you can pay them straight from the kiosk, and you can do that from that app. We want to make Sand Dollar as seamless and easy as possible, making it widely acceptable. While Alton is down there, he has gotten on a number of businesses, like he would have mentioned. They are gearing towards things that you need, like your grocery store, your small businesses, the mom and pops, somebody who may sell clothes, the shoe store on the island, anything that receives a payment, anybody that can take a payment will be accepting Sand Dollar down there.
Right. And so two quick things. A quick and easy adoption by residents, not necessarily because they're like, hey, I'm all ready for a digital world, but because they see the immediate solution. It provides a solution to an immediate and a huge problem. Imagine every time you have to cash a check, you have to buy a plane ticket, round trip to come to Nassau. Hope that you get to the bank in time. Hope that the flight is not delayed. Hope that that particular officer you need to see is in office at that time. And then, you spend all of that money. You have to book a hotel room or stay with family, get a rental car. And then it's not certain that you'll be able to complete your transaction by the time your return flight is ready. And so that's a great solution. Second thing, Alton, while you're down there, let's ask businesses in particular, who are they doing business with? Who are they transacting with? And then on the ground in New Providence, we then approach those people and say, hey, did you know how many customers and potential customers you have in this family island if you adopt Sun Cash, or if you expand your Sand Dollar operation?
That is already being put in place. Actually, we have businesses over here who transact with certain food stores, wholesale companies. And so now that they know Sun Cash is accepted, for example, when you go to Super Value or you go to Solomon, they know that they can do their transactions using Sand Dollar to just, hey, this is what I want. They scan, they pay, they transfer their funds, however they decide to do it. And the funds is on the boat headed directly, the items are on the boat headed directly here. And so persons are happy for that as well.
Okay. Now, if we can, we're going to transition to some other guests in the studio. But before we do that, let's check this phone line quickly. Producer, good morning, caller.
Oh, sorry. Rain, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Under your guest. Listen, what did the lady pique my curiosity when she mentioned Ivers in Acklands.
Okay.
Aaron Green, have you ever been to Ivers?
No, I have not been to. Every time I book a flight on Mosquito Air, they cancel the flight.
Listen to me. I have traveled extensively, and there is no room tastefully designed and decorated like I have from. I don't care how rich or how poor of the they are, but rich cousin, they ain't got nothing on IVL.
IVL.
Check it out.
Okay.
And the thing about it is with IVL, she will cook your breakfast what you want.
Alton, you're going to take your team to IVL's right now.
Huh?
I'm telling the people on Zoom who are in on the ground in Acklands, they must go visit IVL's right now.
Listen, between that and Club Rolex, got the best crack conk and Rolex, the best crack conk and Grouper fingers
definitely
on the planet. And to the gentleman, his name is not Mr. Rolex. His name is Mr. Henry Rolex. He's the owner of Club
Rolex. Henry Rolex.
Yeah, but
I call him Mr. Rolex.
That's his brand ambassador name. That's his brand ambassador name.
He is the owner.
Okay.
He has some things.
Yes,
he
tastefully
decorated apartments across the road from there, too. But IRL is the best, buddy. And that's all I call to say.
Ms. Russell?
Now, if we have any listeners that are down there, Mr. Henry Rolex does accept sand dollars as a payment method, so go down and get your crack conk, the best crack conk, and pay in sand dollars.
Listen, Alton, don't say anything. Just listen to this message. I can pay in sand dollar. You pick it up and put it on the flight or the boat, please. And I want you all to consider this as a real business option because they say they got some pizza in Exuma that you will swim to Exuma for. And now I hear about my cousin, Mr. Rolex group of fingers.
Yeah, and I had some of his group of fingers the other day. I had an account from him last, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And I paid in sand dollar.
There you go. There you go. Us Nassau people could get in on the play. So I want to throw out. Oh, go on, ma'am.
Hi, sorry. I just want to, before you go to the persons inside the studio, who have a lot more to add to this great conversation we're having, I just would like to extend a huge thank you to all of the local government who is here to support us on the ground, Councilman Ferguson, Administrator Cooper, Administrator Burrows, Chief Councilor Ferguson in Crooked Island. They have made this trip, and they've made it possible. The constant communication and opening up opportunities and sharing of information has really allowed Sand Dollar to penetrate this cash district to make financial access and financial inclusion, which is the objective of the central bank, more accessible to the residents and the persons here on these islands. So thank you to Central Bank themselves for putting this effort behind it to make sure we're able to do such a task. You mentioned the suppliers on the ground. We have a lot of business here who says, okay, our suppliers, do they accept it? So we encourage our suppliers, our business owners to reach out to your suppliers and ask them, hey, I have these sand dollars. I would like to make payments to you, because it's really a supply and demand situation. Whereas if you don't demand for your payments to be in sand dollars, they're not going to supply it. So I'm definitely, like Alton and I have been working the grounds, and we have a few notable businesses we like to mention, both Crooked Island and Acklands, that do accept sand dollar, that we would like for you to engage and patronize with. Nature's Delight, Scabella's, who's that we did the sign for yesterday?
CSC.
CSC Variety, Rose, Miss. It's a good amount. So we encourage you to go to www.sandmiller.bs/merchant list. That list is updated pretty frequently, so you can see who accepts sand dollars on each island, and they are ready and available to you at any time to do it. So before we get even more further in this such an engaging and advancing conversation, I just would like to mention that. So thank you for that, Erin.
Oh,
so again, follow us on sandoll.bs and all our social media platforms to see where we're doing next, what's happening next, what advancements we're doing, because we are keeping you informed along the way, especially as we celebrate the Central Bank's 50th anniversary. Stay in contact with us. Thank you, Erin.
Absolutely. I will do, because I need to know when y'all go into Mayor Gwana. We need to find the Fountain of Youth. It is in Mayor Gwana. Okay, I would like to throw out a second trivia question.
Sure.
You guys, let's get ready for the second trivia question. We're going to throw it out quickly, then we're going to go to a break. And when we get back from the break, we'll field some answers, and we'll get to the guests in studio. Second trivia question for the day. Colonel Hill is the capital of which Bahamian island? Colonel Hill is the capital of which Bahamian island? See, then this is why people think Nassau is the capital of the Bahamas, because did you know that each island has its own capital?
Yep.
There you go. So which Colonel Hill is the capital of which Bahamian island? Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for our Family Island residents. If you live in Colonel Hill, you could call and answer the question, too. Good morning, caller.
Morning. It's Crooked Island.
Yes, the answer is Crooked Island producer. Please take that information down from this caller. Crooked Island. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Don't hang up. You have a digital wallet?
Yes, I do.
Oh, there you go. We good. Right. Good to go. Don't hang up. The producer's going to take your information in
okay.
a second.
Thank you.
Look at that. Crooked. No, the answer is not Acklands. We already know Spring Point is the capital of Acklands. And Bimini is the gateway, Bahamas. Y'all have to understand why that song was a hit. In fact, to their government, we're not training these children properly, man. We need to be inundating them with information. I need y'all to put online a list of all the islands and the island capital with the island crest, even though it's not the official government island crest, but whoever made them were gracious enough to let us use them. And then they have to be an island song. What is the island song? All of these things we need to know. Producer, you got him? Okay, good stuff. We are about to go to a break. As we get ready to go to a break, producer, we can start rolling to the break. Let me just highlight some of the vendors, Sand Dollar Merchants, highlighted in this last month's December Central Bank newsletter. Commonwealth Fabrics, New Providence, Hillside Food Supply, Salt Pond, Long Island, Island Convenience, Deals, Long Island, Ophelia's Car Rental, Deadman's Key, Long Island, Tipsy Taps Wholesale and Retail Liquors, Cartwright's, Long Island, DC Technology in New Providence, His Fashion, New Providence, Jack and Jill, New Providence, Shane's Department Store, and Vel Monkey Foot Grill, all in New Providence. And so these are the vendors, the Sand Dollar Merchants being highlighted for the month of December. As soon as Central Bank releases the January highlights, I'm going to bring them to you. We're on the clock. We're going to a break, so you guys stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 and FM. Brett Lashley and Mr. BJ Moss is going to share more with us about the Sand Dollar experience. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Start today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The answer to the question, Colonel Hill is the capital of Crooked Island. The capital of Crooked Island. We are going to get back into our conversation. We're going to start with Mr. BJ Moss, chairman of the Acklands Island Development Association.
Now, as a good Acklands Islander, I got to correct you.
Okay, pull your mic straight right. You have to speak directly into it.
Okay, I'm sorry. It is the Acklands Trade
and Development Association.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's okay. I take pinches from my cousins. Yes, sir. And so, tell us about your experience as the chair of the Trade and Development Association in Acklands and the Southern Islands.
Well, I will speak, my experience will really not be from the chair of president.
Okay.
It will be my personal experience in both Acklands and Mayaguana.
Okay.
And I can tell you, the stories that you would hear is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Living it is completely different. You know, Just imagine your life without having access to the bank. You don't have money, access to your money. I mean, you want to do things with family, friends, somebody, some emergency comes up. Added to that, you have two flights weekly. Two. Mailboat, once a week, three times a month. You know, it is difficult. It is difficult. I was sharing with Mr. Lashley before the show some of my experiences. You know I had to lay into a representative of Scotiabank when I lived in Miguana. Poor Trinidadian woman. I beat her like she was a bad child. She didn't understand my situation because she just don't, she's not here. She don't know it. And these are the things that people go through. They have no access to banking. And as such, you can't do business properly. I operated, did a little small business thing up there. But you can't deposit your money. You can't. You know, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It is crazy. So the sand dollar option coming there now, in my opinion, is a blessing. When they spoke about the kiosk, opening the kiosk, Ms. Russell, I'll just make a little correction. You said reestablishing. No. You're reestablishing in those islands where banks were. Never had them.
In Miguana?
Miguana has never had a bank. Auckland's has never had one. Crooked Island's never had one.
And so imagine how much wealth, how much money is lost just trying to participate in the financial ecosystem of the country. Not on the actual expenditure on bills and purchases, but just on trying to get to a bank, get to a point where you could spend your money.
Yes, tremendous opportunities are lost. Mm-hmm. Tremendous, because there is no bank, no financial institution there. And I'm hoping that this is the first step towards getting this done. And I'm happy it's being done with locals, because that way, whatever we do, we retain those dollars here rather than just exporting them out of the country. I mean, by the millions.
Yes.
Which is what we have been doing and get nothing in return. But that's another subject for another day.
So I think at this point I'm going to say all my Family Island residents, get online, find the social media pages of the wallet or provider that you would like to use and message them consistently. Every day, send them a message. When you come in. Yes, ma'am.
So that is actually what the fast pay machine helps with. We don't just have it exclusively for our Sand Dollar wallet or for SunCash. All of the other AFIs, all of the other mobile wallets, their logos are on there. They're present. So if you don't remember the name of all of them, you can just look at the photos and say, hey, I want to load this Sand Dollar wallet, the Central Bank Sand Dollar wallet, Omni. It doesn't matter. Sand Dollar is Sand Dollar. It's fully interoperable between all of the apps.
And those kiosks, those boxes are SunCash boxes?
They are SunCash boxes, but
any wallet holder can use that box.
Anyone.
So I can go there and say, look, I'm a Canoe, I'm an Island Pay, I'm a, what's the other one? Cash and Go, I'm a Money Max, right?
Only Money Max, right. Mobile Assist.
I could go there and I can top up my wallet on my phone.
Yes, you can.
I can also pay bills no matter which wallet provider I use.
No, it doesn't matter which wallet provider, any wallet provider, any utility bill company. It's not like we just have one or two. We have all of the utility bills within the Bahamas, including Grand Bahama Power. So even if you are in Auckland's and your mommy live in Freeport and I need to pay a bill, I can do that directly from there. And it doesn't matter who you bank with. Any bank in the Bahamas, you can send funds to your bank account on that machine also. So you may say, okay, one island only has, let's say, a Bank of the Bahamas. Inagua only has Bank of the Bahamas. Okay, I want to put money on maybe my Commonwealth Bank account.
Mm-hmm.
With that machine or even with your SunCash wallet, your Sand Dollar wallet, you can send money to any bank in the Bahamas.
This is excellent. This is because I could imagine. island people like to pay their bills on time. They don't want nobody coming cutting off their facilities. And imagine how in your time living in the islands, have you ever had a utility cut off because you weren't able to make the payment in time?
No.
They've been gracious with our family island residents.
Yeah. Well, terminations happen, right? But I don't think it's anything, nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay. You know? All right. Say, I don't want nobody cut off my power because I couldn't catch a flight and the bill.
No, well, the bills are paid in...
At the administrators?
On the island. You know, they have, BPL have local...
kiosks.
Yeah. Not kiosks.
They have representatives there.
Yeah, and then, you know, their way, and then through the post office kind of thing, you know, they do those things.
Okay.
I think to the point Mr. Moss made earlier, however, the real impact, I think, is for the business community and those opportunities that get lost. You know, our team was recently in Eleuthera, spoke to a small business owner. They couldn't restock their store because they had, as Mr. Moss alluded to, no way to deposit their cash. So all the money they'd brought in, they were holding on to because the bank they bank with, the ATM was down. There's no physical branch there for that particular bank. They were trying to deposit in the ATM. ATM could not accept the cash, so they had no way to put money on their bank account and in turn to pay their vendor,
right,
who was in the capital. So as a result, the vendor said, well, I have to cut you off. I'm not, you know, sending this next shipment. So now this business on their own has to make that decision of, well, I either need to pay to get on a flight to go to Nassau to deposit this money in my bank so I can get my account with my supplier current, or I lose out on business opportunities because I have no suppliers to sell until this ATM gets fixed.
Ms. Russell.
And what also helps with these businesses, the typical cash transaction is very costly, especially within the family islands, to move those funds, to carry them on the mailboat or to carry them on the plane, the armor that you'll have to pay, the flight, the plane ticket, all of that costs. And it takes time. Some, like he mentioned, there are only two flights a week. There's only one boat a week
for three weeks out of the month.
How fast can you get that? What is your turnaround time for you to get that money to your supplier and then have your supply sent and restock your grocery store? Sand dollar is instant.
Right.
I can send you that money within seconds.
Absolutely.
And you'll receive that and you'll receive notification and we'll always have that transaction history. No money missing, not knowing where something went wrong, no exorbitant.
All right. Let's go to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And good morning to your guest. Aaron,
yes.
I'm in New Providence in Nassau, but
okay.
I don't get hooked up, man, with the sign dollar. Who I have to call over to see? And I like what you say. What you say, connected to your debit card. Because, some places where I go, cash can't help me. Because one time ago, it looked like cash was king, but cash ain't king no more. Looked like technology is king.
But listen, as soon as I get Mama Coast to start accepting sand dollar for cup and baggy, cash will lose its place on the throne, buddy.
That's right. Looking right now. Look at cash. Everywhere I go, look at cash. Some places I go, cash guy, I can't even help you.
Well, listen, let's...
Where I can get hooked up?
Let's start with the representative in studio, and then I will list off the names of the other six wallet providers. And those providers, you can go online and look for their contact information. Ms. Russell?
Yeah, in New Providence. Yeah,
yeah, in New Providence. Contact information for SunCash?
Yes, sir. So our contact information, if you'd like to call any of our customer service agents, the telephone number is 3934777, or you can send us an email at customerservice@mysuncash.com. If you don't have any minutes, if you're not that technical and you don't send emails, you can even shoot us a WhatsApp at 801-4744 and somebody will gladly assist you with setting up your wallet. It's three easy steps. Download the app, put in your contact information, and that's it. You're all signed up.
Absolutely. That's
I ain't too computer savvy, so I love to let my son or my daughter.
Right, but if you...
But you say 3-934-777.
Right.
Yes,
and when you call them, you say, look here, send me the link. Tell me the links for the instructional videos and the instructional posters, right?
Okay.
Online, they got a step-by-step to walk you through it. Let me... Thank you
so much.
Let's, Mr. Lashley, help me. Let's go through the list of the six. Omni, Island Pay, Cash and Go, Money Max.
Mobile Assist.
And...
Canoe.
Canoe.
And,
of course, Suncash here in studio with us.
There you go. And so you have that name, search it in your Googles, and say, I want to download.
Yep, we want the Suncash wallet, if you want the Canoe wallet, the Omni wallet, the MoneyMax wallet, the
Cash and Go wallet.
Sand Dollar is interoperable between all of the wallets. So if you have a Canoe wallet and, you know, your boyfriend, your girlfriend has a Suncash wallet and you need to send them some money, you can do that. You don't need to have the same wallet.
This better than iPhone. Compatible. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, you're in the off. Good morning to your wellness.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, super value. I use my Sand Dollar, the super value all the time. And when I go there, the cashiers is act like they don't know what's going on. They have to have supervisor, whoever come in to help them do this and that. It's like they don't have no experience today, you know, and it's frustrating sometimes.
Okay, so I know. We're going to let them know, super value and Sand Dollar. We get on the training. But I tell you what, I know that super value has been turning over new cashiers, right? So they've been, over the last 2 months, training new. Some of them are very young, and they're getting a hold of it now. So give them a little grace, a little patience, but Sand Dollar's on it.
And what you can do to help us is keep insisting.
For my sign up, I've been dealing with them, and I have the credit card they have with the Tap and Go. They don't even know, when they go there with that, they don't even know what, and the machine have it right there, Tap and Go.
All right, yeah. So there's a general tech education and tech literacy training for the food stores.
What you can do to help is keep insisting you want to pay in Sand Dollar.
The line, who's holding up and everything and all that. So, you know, you just Tap and Go.
Yeah, and what you do when the line holding up, you just smile and say, listen, my Grammy sent me to the shop with her Sand Dollars. I'm so sorry.
I'll try. You know, I'll be him and go, but...
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but everything else is good, man. I love it, and I can't wait to save more money on mine.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. And the more people that pay and ask to pay in Sand Dollar, you know, the more familiar the cashiers become with it. So, you know, part of it is helping them through that learning curve and saying, well, I'm going to wait right here until you figure it out. And I've been in Sand Dollar today. So the more people that we can get doing that, the smoother the process will be as we become more and more familiar with it. So thank you for being a Sand Dollar user and keep paying in Sand Dollar.
And when you're interacting with them, just very gently give them, because you know how to do it, because you've done it a million times, just very gently walk them through the steps, because they're on stage and they get a little anxious sometimes. Be easy with them. A lot of young, new cashiers at the booths. Now we've got 3-4 minutes left. Yeah, somebody said you do have to hold up the line. You just be going to go through the process. Produce a new caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
I have the Cash and Go, right? And already established my Sand Dollar.
Okay.
But I now we need to know, those of us who are part of Cash and Go, how do we connect or at least put in for a Sand Dollar card, because Cash and Go is a cashless or cardless system. So those of us who have the Cash and Go, how do we, and already establish our Sand Dollar and Go in this case, how do we get the Sand Dollar card? Thank you.
So I'm not 100% certain if Cash and Go is offering cards at this time with Sand Dollar. The beautiful thing with Sand Dollar, though, again, is it's interoperable and you can have more than one wallet. So if you do really need a card as part of your Sand Dollar solution, you can reach out to one of the other providers that offers a card. Some of them are offering, prepaid Visa and MasterCard solutions that you can load up with Sand Dollar. So, you know, you can move money from your Cash and Go wallet to another wallet. Ms. Russell mentioned the kiosks that are being deployed. I believe those kiosks will also eventually be interoperable with card solutions as well, if they're not already. So you will have that option to, you know, as she said, you can use your Cash and Go wallet with their kiosk. And if you have a card, top up your card that way. So reach out to Cash and Go. Tell them that is something you want to see. If they don't offer it, certainly one of the other wallet providers, a SunCash, a Island Pay, a Assist, they have card solutions. You can reach out to them, get a card, link it to your wallet, and move money back and forth.
Right. So my child student in Canada can get a cash and go card, it's in a card from a wallet provider, which is a Visa card, right?
Right.
And I can load it from the Bahamas with sand dollars, and it will convert to the currency needed in that jurisdiction. This is
just as you typically use your bank cards today.
Exactly. Same way you use your Commonwealth Bank, your Scotia card abroad. You can get a prepaid card, load it up with sand dollar, and use it anywhere in the world.
Listen, Grammy, Jenny, y'all have great power now, and you have to use it wisely and mercifully, because now you know that you could call me in the middle of the night and say, Mommy, there's an emergency. I need you to put some money on the card, and I don't have to wait until the morning to go to the bank. I could just turn on my phone with my sand dollar wallet that's linked to the card already and just send the funds. This is excellent. This is a lot of power. My friends in Acklands, you still there?
Yes, yes, of course, we're still here.
Okay, today is the 30th. What do you have left on the schedule for the Acklands?
Left on the trip is preparing to come back home.
All right. But people on the ground still have time to connect with you? People on the ground in Acklands still have time to connect with you?
Yes, they have. We've been very gracious with our time. Like I mentioned, closing off 8, 9 o'clock at night,
okay.
Driving these dark roads. But they do have our contact information that they've always had to contact us. Our cell phone numbers directly, which they do get responses with.
Okay, thank you. And please, can you repeat that contact information for the listening audience?
I would definitely encourage everyone to contact 302-9880. Some questions could be answered by persons by on station in Nassau, but I can also be reached there. Or if they feel comfortable sending an email, they can reach out to sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. A lot of persons, they know where I'm staying. You know, once you're on the island, everyone knows where you're at.
Yeah.
So they respectively reach out to the owner and be that way. But whilst I have the moment and opportunity, I still would again like to thank our digital wallet providers for taking the for investing in these trips to bring more awareness to the opportunity of sand dollar through the islands. That's SunCash, all 7 of our digital wallet providers that was previously listed. But special thank you to SunCash for coming with us on this trip, and also local government in Nassau, permanent secretaries and unit heads that have greatly assisted us. So thank you. And Acklands people, Crooked Island people, you have my number.
They're the best. Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to say they're the best.
So you know how to reach me.
Yes, ma'am.
But for the general persons listening, please reach out to 302-9880 or sdau@centralbankbahamas.com for any of your questions or concerns with Sand Dollar.
Absolutely. And check out sanddollar.bs. For additional details, for any extra information, anything you're interested in. Mr. Lashley, when I have you guys on again, I want to talk about reparations and net neutrality. And for those, yes, Ms. Russell.
Just one last thing. So just to touch back on those kiosks,
mm-hmm.
We have 2 in Andrus currently, 1 in Acklands, 1 in Crooked Islands. Those are inside the administrator's building. And we hope to deploy some very soon in Exuma, Abaco, and Eleuthera. So persons on those islands, Exuma, Abaco, Eleuthera, look out. Your fast pay kiosks are coming along with SunCash representatives to get you onboarded with Sand Dollar and get your businesses on all of these digital transactions. Also, we have a stick and win promotion that has been going on since November last year. It ends this on the 2nd, which would be this Friday. We have given 7,600 customers received instant cash back, Sand Dollar cash back, throughout this promotion from November to now. So we've touched.
Mr. Lashley, can I participate in that?
Get on with it.
There you go. Just check in the details.
So persons have gotten between 1% and 3% back on their Sand Dollar transactions within the app within the last 2 to 3 months. And so far we've touched. We're gearing, hopefully by Friday, we'll have over 8,000 persons that would have been touched by that, along with we're getting iPhones, Fire Sticks, tablets, and the whole 9 yards. We didn't want it to just be for Christmas. We started from November, and it doesn't end until February, so everybody can enjoy the love. And we have a new promotion coming up with Western Union sending internationally and domestic transfers for February, so keep a lookout for that, and also get some more Sand Dollar cashbacks.
Yep, absolutely. And I just make a quick appeal to merchants. We're Right now, just under 2 million in circulation. That number goes up month after month. As you heard Ms. Russell say, there are all kinds of incentives and opportunities. You know, folks have cash in their wallets, in their digital wallets. Find a way to get a piece of that digital cash. Accept sand dollar. It's an additional means of revenue for your business. People have money and looking for ways to spend it, and they can only do that at sand dollar merchants.
Absolutely. Listen, we're at the end of the show. Thursday, stay tuned Thursday, because I'm not sure if I got all my trivia winners for the week. So there may be another opportunity to win some sand dollars, digital Bahamian dollars, on Thursday. Stay tuned. And most importantly, don't move that dial, because Guardian Radio AM, CA next.